Right now, we're going to welcome in the general manager of the Detroit Lions here live here on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Let's say hello to general manager Martin Mayhew. You're on with Jim Miller, late hit Sirius XM NFL Radio. How's it going so far down here at the Breakers?
Pretty good.
Well, obviously, the big decisions, there was news today about the Detroit Lions. I know you're aggressively still working on signing Cliff Averill, but you did get the running back locked up. You've agreed to terms with Kevin Smith to rejoin your football team.
Yeah, Kevin's been a really good player for us, really good at coming out of the backfield on third down, good in pass protection, been really very productive when he's healthy. The problem has been he's had some injuries over the last couple of years.
Yeah, okay. Well, he had about a 4.9 average when he had the opportunity to get on the field last year. And I guess as you anticipate, as training camp starts to get a little closer, talk a little bit about Mecole Shore. Will he start the season on PUP? And you do expect Javon Best to have a clean bill of health for the Detroit Lions.
We do. We hope to have both those guys back healthy. Mecole should not start on PUP if things go according to plan. We're hoping he's getting moving around and being able to do some things during OTAs. Hopefully he's ready for training camp full speed. But we will be very cautious with that. We'll take that, you know, take our time with that. Javis should also be back, we hope. He hadn't been officially cleared yet, but he's doing everything, practicing, training, getting ready. And then to have Kevin in that group, too, we feel good about that group of guys.
Well, as you focus toward the draft, is running back still, is that an issue where you still might address the running back position as the draft approaches? I know you had LaMichael James, I believe, in for a visit from Oregon.
Yeah, you know, we like to keep our options open. You know, we're always looking for productive guys, and who knows? You get, and where we're picking now, later in those rounds, later in the third, later in the fourth, later in the fifth, we may be looking at a really good back. And, you know, as you probably have noticed, backs have really been devalued now.
Absolutely.
In the NFL. You know, the free agent backs this year aren't getting very much play. There could be some guys that slip that are really talented guys, so we just want to be ready for that.
You've done a tremendous job, Martin. You've done a great job of retaining your own. The only starter loss that I see is Eric Wright, who moved on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but you look at Jeff Backus. I see you agreed to Andre Frewell and bring him back into the mix. Steven Tulloch was a huge re-signing for the Detroit Lions. Maybe talk about that from the success of last season where you make the playoffs and retaining your own talent as you guys move forward and yet still have the draft to look forward to.
Yeah, well, our priorities coming into free agency this year were really to retain our guys, to keep our own guys. It wasn't about going out and getting five guys from other teams. We felt good about those players. Our left tackle, Jeff Backus, has been just a standout for us over the last 177 straight starts, you know.
Amazing.
You know, Tulloch, the quarterback of our defense, getting him back is big for us. Our backup quarterback, Sean Hill, very important part of what we have going on. His relationship with Matthew, with our offensive coordinator, his understanding of our offense, doesn't need a whole lot of practice reps. He's a big leader, you know, on the offensive side of the football for us. So getting those guys back, Cliff Averill coming back too, those were our priorities coming in. Calvin's extension.
Yeah.
And we still looked up great, you know, but our priorities were to keep our own guys.
Well, maybe touch on that because that was really the biggest job you probably had entailed in terms of renegotiations was Calvin Johnson because it allowed the ball to get rolling for these other signings for the Detroit Lions. Talk specifically about how the process in getting Calvin Johnson locked up to that mega long-term deal.
Well, we came into this offseason feeling like that was one of our biggest priorities. You know, he was going through the last year of his contract. He's such a rare player, such a rare person. You know, when you find a guy who is tremendously gifted athletically and then who has a great skill level, great hands, runs great routes, add to that great work ethic. This guy works hard as hard as anybody on our football team. Add to that a desire to be a great player, no off-the-field issues. It's hard to find a player with all those qualities. You know, you might find a guy with great talent level, but maybe he's got problems off the field. Maybe he doesn't work as hard. He's got everything going for him. He's a big part of our football team and our organization, and we felt like we need to lock him up long-term, and he's a big part of the positive outlook that we have going forward.
From your perspective, obviously we know about the new rules, the competition committee. All the coaches and GMs I've talked to, they're excited about the 90 hard roster rule. That you have, be able to invite 90 players to camp includes the undrafted free agents and drafted guys as the draft approaches here. Maybe talk about it from your standpoint. To you, what it was the biggest impact in terms of the rules that have been voted on and agreed to here and down here at the owners' meeting?
Yeah, well, the vote is officially tomorrow, but the 90-man roster is a big deal for us. I mean, if you look at us during the season, what we try to do is bring good, solid guys to camp, have those guys available, have them learn our system, and then if we get into a problem during the season with injuries, have the ability to bring those guys back, you know. So we've done that throughout the past couple of years, and having 90 guys in camp means you've got a guy who you can bring back who's been in camp with you, who knows your system, and you're not going out in the street hoping a guy's in good shape, hoping a guy can learn your system in 3 or 4 days and have a guy be able to contribute something on Sunday.
Yeah, the big buzz down here has also been having the injured player exemption, where you'll have the ability to potentially bring a marquee player back after, say, a week one injury, maybe week 12, you're able to activate that great player again. From your standpoint as a general manager, because I always wonder why this rule wasn't in place earlier. I mean, to me, it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, well, I know back when I played, you know, in the dark ages, you know, there was a deal where you went on IR, you were on IR for 6 weeks, then you could come back. And it just makes so much sense. It doesn't make sense to me to have a guy go down early who you're paying millions of dollars, and a guy who's, you know, a big market player for you, a guy that people want to see, and then have to shut that guy down because he can't help you for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah. Martin, we always appreciate your time. You got your right-hand man, Bill Keenest, here. He's always tremendous to us here at SiriusXM NFL Radio. Hope to talk to you in the future. Have a great offseason.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
It's Martin Mayhew, general manager of the Detroit Lions. On next will be nothing but your phone calls right here at 877-NFL-KICK.